Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Confessions of a Credit Junkie, Everything You Need to Know to Avoid the Mistakes I Made. Written by Beverly Harzog, narrated for you by Lindsay Vitale. This book is dedicated to my husband, Bernd, and my two terrific kids, Ashley and Grant. I couldn't have done this without your love and support. Forward. Increasingly, young people are turning away from credit cards. That's not necessarily a good thing. Twice as many people aged 18 to 35 reported having no credit cards in 2012, according to a Mercator Advisory Group study, compared to 5 years earlier. Those who had cards were less likely to use them for online purchases or to participate in rewards programs. A similar study conducted by an analyst for Fair Isaac Corp, creators of the leading FICO score, found young people had dramatically reduced the average amount of credit card debt they carried in the same time period. The average debt near the end of 2012 was $2,087, compared to $3,037 5 years earlier. Less credit card debt is wonderful. Eschewing cards entirely, though, isn't necessarily smart. The responsible use of credit cards, including paying balances in full every month, can help young people build the credit scores they'll need to get good mortgage rates when they're ready to buy homes. Good credit can make it easier to get an apartment in the meantime and win lower rates on their auto insurance. For better or worse, credit scoring has become an influential, if not essential, part of our finances in the 21st century.